You're listening to In Demand.
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy, and tonight for the first time we welcome the boys from The Kicks to the show.
Hello! Hello. Hey.
It's good to have you here.
Good to be here.
Oh, you already had
yes.
You had loads of fans on Facebook before you even did the tour with Ollie Burns. And now you've done the tour with Ollie. What was it like?
It was absolutely amazing. It was probably one of the best experiences of my life. Really took it up a notch for us. The experience of meeting Ollie, seeing how everything works. And doing our first proper tour was just unbelievable.
So let's start from the left. Introduce yourself to the In Demand community and give us a fact about yourself that maybe no one else knows.
I am David. I play guitar in The Kicks and I love penguins.
Oh, yeah, penguins are great.
They're amazing. I get a lot of the fans are starting to bring them to all the shows and everything.
You've
got a collection ready now.
You'll have a whole room full of penguins and then you'll hate them.
I'm Jack. I play bass in the band and I'm actually a secret nerd.
Oh, okay.
For what?
Do you play Gears of War?
No. bit of a music nerd and a maths nerd, I gotta say.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Yeah. That's 12 times 12.
144.
You asked
really
me that though, and I would have just said nothing. I'm Robbie. I play guitar and sing in the band, and I'm just a sucker for pop, really.
Good man.
I'm Dave. I play drums and. I used to play semi-professional football.
Oh, who for?
Well, I used to play for Reading and then a couple of other teams were Crystal Palace.
Check
impressive.
You out.
You're listening to In Demand.
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy tonight with The Kicks still on the show.
Yay!
Now we do this thing with new artists. Obviously, you've introduced yourselves to us.
Yes.
Where we ask you your favourite things. We also do it with people who just come to us for the first time. They might have been in the industry for years.
We like to get to know everyone who comes on the show by asking your favourite things. And they change every week. It's not always the same list.
No.
There is one question in there that does remain the same.
And we'll tell you some of the best answers to that as we go along.
Yeah.
But kick it off, Lulu.
Okay, with The Kicks. Funny. So, your favourite things. We'll start with your favourite jacket potato filling. Very important question.
Oh. I can't imagine you all share one jacket potato.
Yeah.
You'd be surprised.
Tour days. I'd definitely go with beans and cheese.
Yeah.
And chili con carne.
Wow.
All together?
Yeah, mix it all in. Get it together.
That's exactly what I'd have.
Your favourite brand of pants?
Primark.
Amazing.
Calvin Klein, I've got to say.
Of course, the classics.
Yeah, classics.
I like just the plain ones.
Your favourite pet? And it can be a penguin if you want that.
I'm going to jump in before it gets taken. A pet monkey would be absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Imagine having a pet monkey.
Like Michael Jackson and Bubbles.
Yeah.
All right, then, it's been done. But I still want a pet monkey.
Anything Jacko can do.
Yeah, anyone can do.
Maybe
exactly.
Do better.
Maybe. You've got enough money. And finally, favourite cheese.
Oh,
this is the most important. But this is the one that always features.
Yeah. This is a question for me.
He's the cheese man.
Go on,
yay!
Dude.
I used to work on a cheese can.
No way!
Wicked.
Oh my god, that's amazing.
Oh, there's so many.
Come on, Dave.
What was that big one? It was like a parmesan. What was it? I can't remember the name of it.
I've got a favourite cheese.
Go on. Dave.
From Tesco's. I don't know what it's called. It's made by innkeepers, but it's got pickled onion and something else in it, and it's just really good on crackers.
That sounds good. A fusion of flavours.
It's just a fusion of flavours. Just in a lump of cheese, which you would never know the name of because it's just the cheese
with the pickled onion in.
Well, I can go through a whole block of it and just dream the weirdest
things.
What
the hell is it? But Branston Pickle have added their pickle to cheese. I saw it in the supermarket yesterday.
Maybe that's
slices
what it is.
Of Branston really? Pickle induced cheese.
That sounds phenomenal. Thanks very much for coming to see us.
Thank you very much.
Best of luck with everything. We think we'll probably see you again. Fingers crossed.
You definitely will.
Can you choose a song between the four of you, which you love in the charts at the moment?
Can't they have
Ice Club?
No, Ice Club.
Took us a while to get there. Sorry about that.
We all kind of connected.
It's a good tune. Dave, David, Jack and Robbie, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Discover In Demand online. Find out everything you need to know about Alex and Lucy. In Demand. Pure West FM.
This is In A Man with Alex and Lucy, and tonight the beautiful Sophie Ellis
Dexter is
back.
Hello.
Hello.
We're just reminiscing, it's been a year.
It has, yeah.
You came and did a session for us. Lucy was still a single lady, in theory.
Just.
Betrayed.
Yeah. But he liked it, so he put a ring on it.
Yes.
Exactly. Yeah. And he did.
Which is
silly
good.
Man.
What's happened in your year? Apart from making the new album. Personal stuff, maybe. Anything exciting?
In the last year. Well, I released a couple of songs abroad, which is quite fun.
You got to number two in Russia.
Yeah. Well, I have had a couple of those, actually, because I had a song called Can't Fight This Feeling, which released in France and in Eastern Europe, and actually went to number one in Russia and Poland and places like that.
That's amazing.
Yeah, pretty cool. And that was with... a French DJ, and then I did another one with a guy called Armin van Buuren, who's a big trance DJ, a song called Not Giving Up.
Yeah.
And I sang that in various places like Beirut and Kiev, and traveled with that. And then, yeah, finished off my record, did a bit of a tour as well at the end of last year. And then, yeah, the album's coming out in June. So.
This is fourth studio album now. Is it going to be you're like Wimbledon now, you're such a staple of the British summertime.
Aww.
Is it going to be that kind of...
That's
not
nice,
the
though.
Whole thing. Yeah, yeah.
Let's hope it doesn't rain. No, well.
You're like the strawberries and cream at Wimbledon.
Okay,
there we go.
Champagne.
You've worked with a lot of cool people on here as well, including Calvin Harris.
Yeah, yeah, that was one of the first tracks I did, actually, a song called Off and On. And I also did... a song with Freemasons, which I've brought in here before. One called Heartbreak and the one called Bittersweet. And those songs really set the tone. So everything else sort of took its lead from that. So it's very dancey, electro-synthy thing.
Kathy Dennis is on the list as well.
The amazing Kathy Dennis.
I know, she is. She's one of those people that... I mean, I loved her when I was little anyway with her solo stuff, but also with her songwriting, she's kind of revered, you know. She's the best, really. She's amazing.
She just Can't Get You Out of My Head, didn't she? Which
and Toxic.
Yeah,
and
Toxic.
I Kissed a Boy, and yeah, she's made sort of loads of hits, really, massive hits.
Let's get you introduced the latest single.
Yeah.
If you could do that for us now, we will play it on In Demand.
Okay, well, yeah, this song is my favourite song off the record, actually. It's a little bit of wistful, melancholic disco pop, and it's called Starlight.
In Demand.
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy. Sophie Ellis-Bexter still with us.
Yay.
On In Demand tonight. And now, you've been to In Demand quite a few times. You've done a few sessions for us in the past, but we've never played Favourite Things with you.
No.
Which is quite a simple concept. We ask you favourite things. They're all different apart from one question at the end, which remains the same for any star that comes to see us.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Here we go. Sophie Ellis-Bexter's favourite things. Let's begin. Your favourite royal wedding hat?
Well, I can only really think of one.
Well, there's one that stands out, isn't
there?
Yeah.
That was a strange one, wasn't it? I don't know if they were wearing hats, but some of them, I think Nick Clegg's wife looked fantastic.
Miriam?
Yeah.
I love her. She had a big red flower in her hair.
Big red flower, yeah. Did that count as a hat?
Yeah, fascinator hat.
And apparently it was a high street one. Apparently it's from Zara or somewhere, so yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
We salute you, Miriam Clegg. It's Miriam, isn't it?
I liked the princesses.
Like that. It's a Spanish-sounding name, isn't it?
She's feisty, you can tell.
It probably isn't Miriam then.
I don't think it is Miriam.
It begins with M.
You seem very sure, so I was like, yes, it does begin with an M.
Maria.
She's fabulous anyway.
Okay.
Your favourite cocktail?
I think it's actually a margarita with salt round the rim.
Good one.
Yeah.
Your favourite Only Way is Essex character?
I've never seen it.
Good for you.
Alex doesn't
really
watch
haven't.
Either.
Trash TV.
What about Glee? Do you watch Glee?
I started off with Glee. I do quite like that. But we didn't get into it in the house, you know. It was I was always vetoed, so I've only watched like a couple of them in the first series, really.
Your favourite Britney Spears song?
I think... Well, it's a song called Toy Soldier, actually, is my favourite, which is an album track from the one that had Gimme More on it.
Blackout.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that album, actually, full stop. That was a good record.
I Got a Plan, Get Naked. That's an amazing song on that album.
Yeah.
And this is the one that everyone gets asked.
Okay.
Your favourite cheese?
Oh, just one?
You can have several.
You can have a board.
I really like Vacherin. Do you know Vacherin?
No, what's that?
That's a goat.
Vacherin is the soft cheese. No, it's the soft cheese that's only available from something like November to March.
Oh, very posh.
You bake in the oven and it, you know, you sort of get through the crust and then it's like gooey, soft, quite strong,
wow.
Really, really
is that
delicious.
Quite like a dark yellow rim on it or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen that, but I've
it's
not
really
tried
good.
It.
The album is out on the 6th of June, singles the same date.
Yes.
Excellent. Sophie, always a pleasure to have you on in.
Thank you.
You're listening to the In Demand podcast. Don't forget to follow In Demand on Twitter. Twitter.com/Alex and Lucy. You're listening to In Demand.
This is In the Man with Alex and Lucy, the one to the here.
Hello.
Hi. Thanks for the clap. Good evening.
Always good evening. We haven't seen you since the first date of your tour.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
It's been a while, hasn't it?
That's depressing.
Well, it's a bit too long, really.
It's too long.
We need a fix at least every few weeks.
Yeah.
This is it. How was the rest of the tour? Was it good?
First night was evidently the best.
I did fall, though.
Did you fall over?
Yeah, I slipped down the stairs.
That's hilarious.
Oh, no.
There's probably a YouTube video. You should probably YouTube that.
Thanks for that.
We'll look at that.
Put it out there.
Actually, speaking of YouTube videos, there's a brilliant one of Max falling over a mic stand at Doncaster Racecourse during Goal Forever.
Doncaster Race is hilarious.
Did it hurt?
I won the FA Cup that day and I was levered.
While you're performing, excellent. Now, we should talk about the brand new single, of course. Glad you came. Yay!
Yeah.
Finally say what's called.
It's funny.
Stop it.
The light bulb's just switched off.
I've already seen quite a few tweets with a lot of innuendo involved.
Yes.
Yeah.
But you must have been aware this was going to happen as soon as you released the name of it.
You know what? Not as much as it has.
No, really. The thing is, we wind it up. The first tweet that went, oh, glad you had a good night. Glad you came.
So we loved the song anyway.
That's good.
And it is quite dancey, isn't it? It's sort of, for me, it's going to be like one of those big summer anthems. And we're already hearing rumours of the video being filmed in Ibiza.
We are.
Was it your decision to make the video in Ibiza? Or was it just a case of someone told you that and you went, yes, we'd love to.
Well, we actually first suggested it when it wasn't going to be there. And then they were like, you know what, let's roll with it.
Is it going to be all serious wanted faces? Or are you going to be sort of like having a laugh on the beach?
Well, we're allowed to get drunk, so probably not.
Yeah, basically, not the idea behind the video is that they're giving us a load of drink and just saying, go wild.
Introduce the song for us. We'll play it now.
We're the Wanted, and this is our brand new single, Glad You Came.
You're listening to In Demand.
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy, the Wanted, still here. Is there a name for the new album yet? Have you decided that?
Yeah.
We need a bit of help with that, actually.
Okay.
Wanted Part 2.
That's what it's called. Need a bit of help with that, actually.
Yeah, maybe we should call it that. Need a bit of help with that, ..
First single, Glad You Came.
Yeah.
Album, Now It's Time To Go.
Oh, can you leave,
thanks,
please?
Taxi.
Turn the light when you go.
Glad You Came. Album
Sorry.
Name,
Nothing
so
left to
I.
make toast.
How do you like your eggs in the morning?
Yeah,
no? Okay.
Grab your coat.
So how are you gonna come up with the album title? Do you tend to do this yourselves? Have you sat there in a room together and thought of words yet or
yeah,
not?
Well,
the first one took ages.
That must have been really hard.
The Wanted. I think last time we tried thinking of loads of like song lyrics from in the album, but there was nothing we thought that really summed us up. And then we thought, well, let's just go with our name for now. Mm. And then think this time, we'll try to do the same. And if not, Wanted Part 2 it is.
What about Still Wanted?
Oh, that's a bit desperate, isn't it?
It's desperate.
The fans all loved the song Lightning that you did on the tour. Yeah. That was the new one. They all thought that was going to be when we were tweeting about the new single last
that
week.
That was our red herring.
Yeah.
We tricked them.
Well, have you got the rest of the album in the bag? Is it done or is there still work to do?
Pretty much, like we were at a writing session thing for a week last week in Bath, and we got like 11 songs done. So we've got plenty of songs there, and I know Steve Max writing a couple more for us and stuff. So the album's pretty much done now.
Okay, and we know Ed Druitt had a hand in the late single as well. We love him. So
Ed
Druitt
is going to be so rich, isn't he?
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, he is.
A long time before we ever will be.
Damn him.
Guys, thanks very much for chatting.
Nice.
Thank you.
Can you choose a song that you collectively enjoy together in the charts at the moment? We can maybe play.
I know we're all big fans of Lady Gaga's new song Judas.
Oh,
so we'll
mate,
go with that, please.
No,
well,
no.
Yeah, we are.
Oh my god, no.
Secretly, you know the dance routine.
Yeah.
There's a dance routine.
What about Beautiful People?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Good skills. Beautiful. Right, good.
Sorry, Gaga.
The one, thank you.
You're listening to the In Demand podcast. The podcast. Don't forget to follow In Demand on Facebook. Facebook.com/AlexandLucy.
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy, and tonight JLS are
Yay!
Here.
Yay! 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 Yay!
Welcome back. New single, new album on the way as well. She Makes Me Wanna. This was with Red One, and you got to work with him because you bid for it at an auction.
Yeah.
Weird.
Yes, indeed.
What's the story there?
We're at the Alicia Keys Black Ball, and obviously hers and Swiss Beats, and he put up a lot that was to work with him and to work with Red One. So, of course, being budding pop stars... pop stars in the making, whatever you want to say, we wanted to bid for it. And obviously, it's a great cause. You know, she's raising a lot of funds to try and combat HIV in Africa. So
who else was bidding for it?
Carlton Cole and Tinchy Strider.
Nicole.
Carlton Cole.
Oh, sorry.
Carlton Cole. The footballer. What? Did he is he a musician now?
So
how did it... Well, after you sort of won the bid, and obviously you must have been over the moon, how did it then come about? When did you get it recorded?
That session actually with Red One was the first of this album campaign that I started writing, and She Makes Me Wanna was the second song we've written for this campaign. So it got off to a good start, to be fair.
Okay. And did Dev come as part of the price? Or was she added later?
What are we going to get next time we write a single?
Exactly. <the thing. laughs> Next time you bid, who will you get?
Exactly. Did you get to work with her in a studio, or was it separate bits that were put together?
It was separate that was brought together, but we did get to shoot a video with her last week in Miami. She came down to the shoot and she was really cool, man, really nice girl. And, you know, the video is going to look wicked. I mean, it's just, you think of a video in Miami and that's exactly what the video is going to be like.
Okay, now, while you were out in Miami filming the video, you did do a little video for fans announcing the name of the single, when it's going to be out and everything.
Yeah.
Now, I noticed with my beady eyes, three of you have your tops off in the video. Arisha, letting the side down, man.
You know what?
Arisha's fully ready for the video.
Let's see what happens in the video.
Okay.
We were running late. Arisha was the only one on time that day, to be fair.
So you just ran out of your hotel rooms with no top on.
Literally, we ran out of makeup and hair just to do the video. And Reach was already ready. He was on the game.
What's the theme of the video? Is it going to be party time on the beach kind of stuff in Miami then?
Absolutely.
Amazing.
Aww.
As you can see, like, from that video, we literally was on the beach and was just like topping up our tan just before like we started shooting. So
making the use of all those extra minutes.
Can you introduce the song? We'll play it now, boys.
Of course you can.
Oh, my turn. Okay, cool. So right about now on Indemand with our favourite two people in the world, Alex and Lucy, you're about to hear our brand new single, She Makes Me Wanna. It's your boys JLS.
You're listening to Indemand.
This is Indemand with Alex and Lucy, JLS still with us.
Hello!
I've got a bone to pick with you, actually. It was my little niece's, twin niece's birthday in May, and they wanted JLS dolls. So I went to Argos to get them, and I thought...
Alex went to buy JLS dolls. Just picture that.
I thought, it was a hungover Saturday morning. I thought you got them as pairs. You don't get them as pairs, do you? They're sold as pairs.
Why would they come in pairs? We don't come in pairs.
No, they're sold in pairs, but you have to make a choice.
You get one.
You don't call up Marvin and get Aston and Marvin at the same time.
You know what I'm saying?
That's how it was advertised.
But that's how they're advertised. And I thought you got both.
That.
Seriously?
I don't know about that one.
I had an hour argument with the woman in Argos about this situation. And I lost the argument.
He wanted to buy all four, but they'd only sell you two.
They'd only sell me two.
Alex, the money that you're on, stop being tight. Buy all four of them.
Give over. You can send me the other two. I won't tell you, just to avoid any conflict, I won't tell you which two I opted for. I was almost like, how can I get into
this? Who did you buy?
I'm not going to tell you.
No, who did you buy?
I'm not going to tell you.
Who did you buy?
Have a guess and I'll tell you if you're right.
Who did you buy?
JB and Aston.
No. You couldn't buy
Marvin and
Arisha. I got Marvin and Aston.
Because you couldn't buy them all together.
Yay!
Sorry, Alex.
Before you go, we want to quickly do the world according to JLS, okay?
Okay.
So
according to JLS.
Four random topics, and you just give us a quick little snapshot of it, okay?
Let's start with Arisha. Let's do
Arisha. The first one is super injunctions.
Oh, wow.
Without naming anyone's name.
Is that laugh to say it all?
No comment.
Okay. Fair enough.
That's actually quite ironic. I like that.
Aston.
Cheese.
Only good on pizza.
Nice.
Oh, you're talking to the biggest cheese fan here, Aston. I don't want to talk to you anymore.
JB.
Well, I just said pizza.
Yeah.
Okay. Ash Cloud.
No, not good.
Just not good.
Just not
generally. You want to go to Miami?
No, not good.
Has it interrupted some of your flights already?
No, yeah. Not yet.
Not happy.
And Marvin?
Yes.
Lady Gaga.
Red woman. Come on,
Muff. First word that comes to mind was Judas. But
are you digging Lady it?
Honestly, I need to hear the new album.
Okay.
I'm still a big fan of the first album, like the whole Fame Monster thing. Mm-hmm. I need to buy the second album.
Thanks very much for chatting. We love you guys.
No, thank you guys.
Can you collectively
care, guys.
Choose a song from the charts that you're in love with at the moment for us to play on InDemand?
Oh, it's got to be a bit of Dev, innit?
Nice.
Yeah.
Got an excuse to play it. Amazing. JLS, thank you.
We love you.
We love you.
Have an amazing day. Cheers, guys. See you soon.
Podcast. Don't forget, the In Demand podcast will update on Friday night. Make sure you subscribed and you'll get the best of the guests every weekend. Search In Demand in the iTunes store.